Good morning, New England Solid Waste.
Good morning, is Wayne there?
He's out in the yard right now. Can I take a message?
Yeah, is Roy there, or?
Who's calling?
This is Danny with Cardiff. I called yesterday.
Yeah, Danny, hold on a second. I'm not sure if Roy's in the building either.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, is this Wayne?
No, this is Roy.
Oh, hey, Roy. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks for asking. Yeah, I was just trying to touch base, you know, with you or Wayne. Last I spoke, I believe it was Wayne, and he mentioned you guys did have some, you know, plans for expansion or adding on trucks, you know, this year. This was back in April, though, so I just wanted to touch base and see if you still had those plans, you know, for the remainder of the year.
That's a good question. I am not sure, you know, like,
no.
Talk about Wayne, and he's not in here right now.
Right.
And I know he's, you know, I mean, we've talked back and forth, but nothing specific, shall we say.
Right. Yeah, nothing like on paper, really. You guys, like, are you still looking to add on that truck? I know you guys had another thing about adding on another dump truck, right?
Well, they're similar to dump trucks, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would say, I don't know if we were going to take an existing one we have and do a body or how we were going to do it yet.
Right.
I've talked about it.
Uh-huh. Okay, and have you, like, found a piece, like, the truck that you're looking for, or are you kind of just still shopping around?
Yeah, basically still shopping around.
Right. Now, when you shop for these deals, you like to shop around for financing, or you usually go have a vendor you work with?
Well, we're always looking for somebody else.
Right, the best deal.
They can accommodate us to what we want, to our needs.
Right. Right, exactly. And so, with this new truck, are you adding on, or is this, like, would this be a replacement?
Not a replacement, no, it'd be an add-on.
Oh, that's great. So you guys, it sounds like you guys are growing a little bit over there.
Well, we're in a very lucrative spot right now. So not too many people do what we're doing, so.
Right. I remember Wayne was mentioning that you guys do, like, demo boxes, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, everybody does demo.
Right.
Our main thing that we're really working hard with is the food waste.
No, the food waste?
Yeah, which not too many people are really hot on yet.
Right. And
they,
like,
they haven't got it down yet.
Is there, like, a specific, like, way of doing that? Like, how does that differ from the other, like, demo waste? You guys just got to get in with restaurants, kind of, or you have to take it somewhere else?
Well, we're doing over 60-some-odd Hannaford markets alone.
Mm-hmm.
And never mind all the other, you know, stuff that we're picking up.
Right.
So, I mean, that's basically what we've been up to lately.
Okay. That's good. And how'd you guys get involved with that? Is that just another way, the market, or did you guys get a customer that you just started?
Well, most of our business was, our biggest business was sludge removal.
Okay.
And they turned around and somebody said, hey, what about food waste?
Mm-hmm.
We said, you know, they were wondering if we'd do it.
Right.
And we looked into it, started it with one truck. Now we got 3.5 working. And
wow.
And we're in three states.
In three states, too?
Yeah.
Good for you. That's great.
So that's kind of what we've been working at.
Right. So you guys are just like expanding and constantly expanding. So will this truck be for the food or just the
food?
Food. Okay. Because with that, are there specific type of codes you have to go through?
Not really. It's just how we, knowing what type of machinery you need. You know, it's another novelty type of machinery, that's all.
Right. Yeah. Is it like a kind of those things that compact, like a compactor?
No, vice versa. That's no.
Yeah, no.
No, when you're picking up 60% water, you don't start compacting at the
bottom. Oh, man. Yeah, that would be whole. And so with that, do you have to have special, permits to get rid of the waste or certain dumps that you have to go to?
Certain dumps, yeah. We don't have a problem with that.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. And that's good. So, yeah, with this, so it sounds like is this going to, go to another state? Or are you guys going to stay local over there with this truck?
No, you never know. Where you're gonna put it.
Mm-hmm.
We even when we add onto the fleet, we'd never get rid of anything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The spares. So basically, that's kind of what we've been doing.
Right. Right. No, and that's you just have that. Okay. And I mean, when were you guys, looking to add this on by?
Well, me would have been yesterday.
Right. Yeah. Well, what's been holding you guys back?
Well, I mean, the question is what type of machinery do we want to go with now and stuff like that? We're pretty much 98% Mac. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're going to continue using? Or we're going to get away from that vendor.
Right.
Because it's all the new equipment, Mac is no longer Mac anymore.
Right.
that you start getting bought out by other countries and,
Right, the quality kind of shows.
Exactly,
Mm-hmm.
And there's no real price reduction.
So, right.
It's not like, stick with us and we'll take care of you. It's more like, Bohica, bend over, here it comes again.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's like that all the time, they find ways to get around it, that's what I've noticed. Yeah, for these trucks of the timeline, you had it, obviously yesterday, but what, that certain vendor, the other types of trucks, that you guys been looking at, or?
No, I've just been watching what our competition's been buying, though, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, got to keep that in mind, right?
Well, if they're buying them, there's got to be a reason for it.
Exactly. I mean, obviously. And how long do those trucks, last?
Well, our oldest one right now is a... It's a 79.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
How many miles that baby have on it?
That one doesn't have that many, but I mean, O2 with almost a million miles on it.
O2, almost a million? Yeah, I know, because these are basically like a semi, but it's obviously like a dump truck. I'm just trying to picture it. Right. Okay. So those last, I know those semi trucks, the 18 wheelers, they last, in the millions. These about the same compared to them. Yeah. All diesel and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the 79, that's crazy. And the O2 has more mileage than the 79?
Yeah. But we don't do that much with it,
Right.
That's like a spare backup. That's the only one we bought used.
Right. Okay. And with that, so with this new, the truck you guys are looking to add on, would it be used again, or you guys have a new one in mind?
It'd be new.
I mean new, yeah. And with your, like, competition, like, how do you guys kind of, how do you separate yourselves from your competition? You just kind of watch, see what they do, and...
Well, for what we're doing right now, there's very little competition.
Right.
You know, because none of the big boys want to do it.
Yeah.
You know, just something that everyone's just shying away from.
And then you guys are stepping in. And see, that's great. And you're making that, it's a whole new market, especially if you're going to different states. Are you guys trying to go out, you know, branch out to more states as well?
Not really. You know, anything that we can run, you know, 100 miles from here.
Right.
For what we're trying to do, you know, and stick with that.
Right. Just kind of keep, you know, sit, don't have to be driving everywhere, all the gas and everything.
Not that. I mean, you know, now you're talking, you know, another facility, people, this, that. This is comfortable.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, no, I just was curious because if you did have those, you know, plans for expansion as well. You know, we also do working capital, and we can generally free up, you know, 10-15% of gross annual sales as unsecured cash. So, like, you know, to give you a big example, like, what were sales like last year for you?
Probably about 1.2,
1.4. Okay.
And that, we were about a million.
About a million? Wow, so you guys definitely increased. This year, are you projecting, you know, to go above that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
That's great.
You know, but I mean, everything that we do, we just keep reinvesting it back in.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, we're not fat, dumb, and happy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Which we were.
Yeah.
It's lucrative, but it's not that lucrative.
Right, right. Hey, but you never know, man. You keep going, you know, from this and... gets another couple locations, you know, you could really set it off.
Yeah.
Is it something, too, that you can take yourself out of the equation as well? Like, you're able to find good workers over there?
Yeah, we've done all right with that.
No, that's good. I know some people, you know, business owners saying that it's tough to, you know, find good workers nowadays. A lot of people, if the kids get out of college, you know, they expect all the world, you know.
80,000 a year and not work.
Right, right. That's expected, you know.
I've got a lot of people that say the same thing.
Right, right. But yeah, based off, you know, your gross annual sales, we'd be able to get you right around, like, you know, 120,000, 140,000 as unsecured cash. Could be a little more, could be a little less. Is there anything you can, you know, use that for to grow the business?
That you'd really have to ask Wayne, because he's pretty much in charge of the growth end of, you know what I mean?
Sales, right.
This, that, and the other, you know?
Okay.
Me, I'm the guy who kind of just keeps everything running.
Right, keeps everything running, okay. How are you and Wayne good partners for?
Well, we're brothers.
Oh, that makes sense. So
it was
good and bad. I hear you. So you didn't get to choose this one. I hear you, like. I know, Tom. Me and my brother are close to you guys. Close together. You guys more. Well, obviously, if you work together, but.
He lives in another state. You know.
Okay.
I mean, we do see each other daily.
Right. But you get your time. That's. Yeah. So you guys have it, you split it 50-50 over there?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Okay, yeah, and I mean, you know, with these cars, or these trucks, excuse me, do you usually, like, look for outside financing, or did you, like, with the vendors?
Outside financing.
Okay, who do you normally use?
Well, they just sold out, so I know it's a new company, and I really couldn't tell you what it is. Wayne could.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was just curious to see if you guys, you know, because you do build those relationships with businesses.
Well, actually, that's the first guy, because other than that, we were always doing everything with the banks for years.
Right.
And this was one that we purchased, I think it's a 2013 or 2014.
Oh, okay.
That we went with a company with.
Right.
You know.
Uh-huh. Okay, that makes sense. So you went with them. And who do you guys normally bank with?
Well, it's Equitable out of Lynn, but they've since been bought out by Weymouth Bank.
Oh, Weymouth Bank, Equitable. Okay.
Yeah.
Weymouth Bank.
Mm-hmm. They still go into Equitable up here, but it went on the South Shore.
Oh, okay.
Bridger, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing's really, really changed. I mean, we're still, well, other than a lot of the guys cashing out and retiring.
Right, right.
They took the ball and ran.
Yeah, they did. Must be nice.
But I mean, there's been no audits, there's been no this. As long as you're paying them, they don't bust your balls.
Right, that's good. Yeah, no, I got to kind of keep it, you know, you keep you guys in check, or not at least. But do you guys have, like, lines of credit with them, or?
No, it's been years since we've required a line of credit because, I mean, we had sold half the business.
Okay.
A few years ago, 3 years ago, and they really started ramping up in this.
Right. So you sold half, you know, of just, like, your customer base, or was it more?
Well, what it was we used to have rubbish packers also, rubbish containers.
Okay.
Municipalities.
And
we spun that off.
Oh, okay. Was it just like you guys didn't really care for doing that part of the job, or it just wasn't lucrative enough?
It wasn't lucrative enough.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we woke up one day and we said, oh, geez, we need two bodies, we need another truck.
Yeah.
You know?
And yeah, and I'm, that's...
You know, so you were talking almost $600,000.
Mm-hmm.
Something we couldn't go up on the prices.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It was just like, okay, we're gonna borrow $600,000 to update everything, and what are we getting for it? Nothing.
Right. You know, it all comes down to, it got to make sense. You know, at the end of the day, and now with these, like, customers that you have, do you get contract work? Like, as you pick up,
back, some of it's not. You know, the biggest ones, yes. Those, the smaller ones, it really doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You've got no competition.
Right, correct. I wasn't sure if you, like, had an agreement. Like, I was just trying to see how you guys get paid out. So it's more like a net 30 for you? Like, they pay you, or it's just on delivery or pickup?
I will tell you, our receivable list, compared to what it was when we had over 700 rubbish containers out there, is... 500% better.
No kidding.
In the 90-day column, and it's over 90, there's still stuff that we're trying to get from 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, some companies or businesses, you know, they have the 90-day payouts, and, like, that's just got to be so rough on your cash flow, you know, because it's just like you're waiting to be paid out, and, you know, no one pays, like, right away, right? Kind of drag their feet.
Well, our biggest ones pay. We've got one vendor that pays us. Basically, it was we've been doing them since Jesus Christ, 1998.
Mm-hmm.
And right about 2004, we had to start doing 90-day terms with them. So we said okay. So what we did was we started billing them weekly. So we did a week.
right, there you go.
You know, and then another one that we have that's probably a big customer of ours, we give them a good discount, but they give us a check every 15 days.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
That kind of keeps the cash flow going.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
You know?
So, yeah. No, I was saying that makes sense. Like, when you have that, you know, get that all the time because you have payroll, you know, like how many guys you have over there?
My payroll goes about 10 to 15,000 a week.
Mm. Okay. And then those usually like the cover it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
You know?
That's good. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, hey, sometimes well, you always got to pay them, so sometimes we play games with the vendors, that's all.
Right. Well, you have to because some, you know, vendors are, you know, they're the ones kind of just holding back, you know, sitting back, I feel like.
Yep. Whatever.
Whatever, yeah, exactly. But yeah, Roy, you know, with this truck and everything, I mean, we definitely, you know, would be able to help you out. Equipment financing, you know, is our bread and butter. And we have since the last, you know, 5 years added on the working capital side. So we could do that, you know, if you did have plans for growth or, you know, just need some cushion for other, you know, plans for expansion. Yeah, as far as this truck, though, I'd definitely like to, you know, get something going, see if we couldn't help you, you know, get a truck. Like, how do you guys normally shop around for them?
Well, like I said, when we do Max, we've been using the same salesman since 2000.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then, like, the guy who makes our bodies is the same guy.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
Everything uniformed, you know, and that way, you know, parts, reasons, this, that, you know.
Right, and then it's easier on you guys to troubleshoot things, you know, when you need to, you know, get it all done and how it is, yeah. Okay, so with that, I mean, how much are you, you know, looking to spend on a new truck? What's that on?
Well, it depends on how they want to do it. If Wayne decides that we're going to do a roll-off of the automatic topper, that's about $175,000, and the body's about $60,000.
Okay.
You know, if we do it with a fixed body on it, then you're talking probably about the $175,000, I think.
Okay.
You know.
And is it better for the rollover, or is it better with the fixed body? Like, what are you thinking?
Well, personally, I'd like to buy another roll-off body that's made, you know, do this particular type of work.
Mm-hmm.
And have one on the ground, one of the older ones on the ground as a spare at all times.
Right.
It happens.
Yeah, because it will, right?
That's the cheapest way to go right now. You know, because, you know, I mean, you're talking $50,000 versus $175,000.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But, I mean, right now we've got four that are dedicated to that, and five would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Because they're only going to help, you know?
Right, exactly.
And so with the fixed, it'd be only $50,000?
No, if we just bought the body that can come on and off, that's about $50,000.
Oh, okay. Okay. And so, what do you're leaning more towards? You know, the roll-off body with that. Is that, I'm trying to like picture it too. Is that like have a winch like system on it where you could like back up and drag it on?
You know what a rendering truck looks like?
I'm trying to picture it. I don't honestly.
You know, like the grease trucks.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, basically, you know, they got a set of arms on it.
Uh-huh.
Lifts the box up, dumps it. Well, we use those for the organics.
Oh, okay.
You can get a roll-off body made with those arms, and what you do is you just plumb it into the system of the truck, of a roll-off truck. Or if you get a fixed one, they're like a dump truck.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, you get those arms.
Right. See, right now we have two that are fixed and two that are roll-off bodies. But the first body right now, the original body, has got, it's got to be 14 years old.
I mean, oh, man.
But, you know, when one of those things break, it's like, okay, we work overtime tonight.
Right, you know, like, it's like a ticking time bomb, you know, if you will. That's, because once those, it seems like once those, you know, the trucks or all vehicles, for that matter, once they start, you know, breaking down, like, it's one little thing, and the next thing you know, it's like the whole thing's going to hell, you know.
Fast,
yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's definitely something. It's better to have that backup. But for this, so I know you guys, you know, are looking at that. Like, how serious are you adding this on?
That you really have to talk to Wayne about, because, like, I said, he knows what's coming up.
Right, he knows what's coming up. Okay.
Yeah. All
right. All right, Roy. Well, yeah, I mean, what kind of, you know, happens? Do you guys have, like, plan Bs if for some reason you're not able to find financing? Like, I mean, how's you guys', you know, credit over there? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I don't know. That's a tough question.
Yeah.
I know our personal credit's excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and it is, I mean, we do definitely, you know, they look at the personal credit on the, equipment side. It is secured cash, but they still, you know, like to, they, like, is in an account. It's not based off of credit solely, but it is, they do take that into account. Do you have, like, you know, the last time you checked it, like, do you have a number?
No, I don't bother.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you. But yeah, this is also, you know, it's also tax deductible, and, yeah. Definitely to get something going for you. And I mean, if you know, for whatever reason you can't find financing, do you guys have plan B? Do you pay for cash for these things?
We have.
You have? And then have you guys just bought them, like, up front and then financed them later?
Pay ourselves back.
Right, just pay yourself back. Okay. And that, obviously, you did that when you had, you know, obviously bigger jobs lined up and you could pay off. Right, right. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, Roy, I'd, you know, definitely like to see if we can get something done for you. And I know I'd have to speak to Wayne as well. You know, when would be a good time to get in touch with Wayne?
Usually in the afternoon. It's a good time for him.
Right. Okay. All right. You know, I'll definitely, you know, go in touch base with him and see if this is something that we could definitely help you out and get you guys going on. Yeah, I think I had an email. I had an email for Wayne. It was Wayne at it's anysolidwaste.com, New England.
Correct.
Okay. And what's a good email for you, Roy?
Not me. That's a good question. Mine would be. Hold on 1 second. All right, T as in Tom.
Mm-hmm.
C as in ABC.
Okay.
B as boy. 031456.
Okay.
At yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com.
Yep.
Okay. All righty, I got it. Yeah, TCB 031456 at yahoo.com.
That's correct.
Alrighty. All right, Roy, well, I'll go ahead and I'll shoot you an email, you know, of some, like, the list of documents we would need, as well as, like, an application, and I would, you guys just have that on hand, but I will, you know, look to speak to Wayne and see if we can, you know, get something going for you guys over there.
Perfect.
All right, I'll send that over in about 15 minutes, and, you know, wouldn't be a good time to follow up with you or Wayne.
Afternoons.
Okay. Afternoons. All right. Okay. Well, yeah, I'll send this over to you, and then, yeah, I'll check back in. I'll send it over to you, and, yeah, I'll check back in, probably, I'll check back in tomorrow. Just make sure you did receive the email. Sometimes these things, I don't know if I trust them, you know. But, yeah, I'll check back with you tomorrow, Roy.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, it was good talking to you.
Nice talking with you.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.